Good afternoon. I'm back once again in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, which some very unheritage beeps in the background as they try to repair a computer that's being recalcitrant. So, here looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, October the 4th, and with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Jeanette. Can't believe October. Crikey. Yes, we're into daylight saving. Wearing winter woolies again for a few days. So, anyway, this is spring.
Yes.
Good to be here.
It is, indeed. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, throwing stones. We have on several occasions thought it a duty to enter our protest on behalf of the ordinary proportion of the community against the practice of throwing stones, whether in our public thoroughfares or on private premises. Without going out of Gawler, we believe we could find nearly a dozen cases of injury, chiefly to little girls, through the very vicious practice of stone throwing, generally by boys notoriously ill brought up and promising to be the nuisances of the next age.
Oh, on private property too. They better not see me throwing. I've got some galahs that have taken up residence in the trees by my shed, and they have taken up residence in the shed and they're trying to build nests in the downpipe.
Ah, yes.
And I have to, and it's a very high gutter. So I stand underneath them and I shout at them and they look at me going, ha, 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 ha. So I throw stones at them. And then the dog barks and the glass, like, what are you barking at, doggy? You can't get me here. So, yes, banging doors and chucking rocks at birds. There's times and places for stones.
Yes.
100 years ago, wireless broadcasting. Gawler is being given its opportunity to enjoy the wonders of the age in broadcasting of general events by wireless. The Millswood Auto and Radio Company Limited have made arrangements for a public demonstration at Gawler on the occasion of the official opening of their broadcasting station at Adelaide. And it is more than possible that the demonstration will be held in the Institute Hall. Is this building where we are now?
Yes, yes.
The advantages of wireless are but in the experimented stages at present, but its possibilities can be easily pictured 100 years ago, and I wonder what they would think now of what we do with wireless.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amazing. Mm.
But yes, 1920s was the age of the wireless when it really came into its own. And of course, everything went out live. Nothing was edited. Not like this.
No, no.
It all had to go out live, which was... And then now, of course, radio is really declining. And
yeah, although I listen to the radio every day. Okay. I have it on in the house because it's easier than TV.
I listened to pirate radio when I was in England. It's the only time I've ever listened to radio. I've just never been, a radio listener. But because my grandparents, they had the big old radio, which I've still got. I've got their old radio at the end of the kitchen. That was centrepiece of the house.
See, I grew up on radio on in the house all the time. The ABC, and Dad always had a radio on. Wherever he was, you could tell where Dad was because he had a radio.
Radio, yes. So, on to 50 years ago. Rails may have averted river crossing death. Guideposts or rails to indicate the edge of the causeway might have averted the recent drowning of a six-year-old boy at the Gawler Rest Ford, the town clerk, Mr. A.R. Warhurst, said this week. Mr. Warhurst was presenting a report on the South Power River crossing at Monday night's meeting of Gawler Town Council. Travis Lindblom of Gawler Rest was drowned at the crossing on September the 6th when he fell from his tricycle and was swept into one of the three 18-inch concrete pipes running under the ford.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would be really dangerous.
Especially is that the one
water.
Through by the elderly centre? That must be the one that they're referring to.
It must be.
Is that the Gawler West Ford?
Well, it's not a ford now, it's a bridge, but maybe it was a ford. I imagine
ford.
It must have been a ford.
Although he's talking about pipes under the fords, so...
The only other fords are sort of now up near Conlea and...
Yeah, well, that's the North Para.
Yes.
And the ford is Dead Man's Pass. Well, then that's got culverts as well.
So 50
the only
years
other
ago,
one, 50 years, I'm pretty sure it would be the one in near the elderly centre.
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, how awful for the parents.
That's dreadful.
Because it's just down past that the two rivers meet anyway, behind the oval, behind the showground. And becomes the Gawler River. 25 years ago, a petition to snare crows. Could Gawler be lucky enough to snaffle the Adelaide Crows as part of their back-to-back Premiership Cup tour of country regions? Is that 25 years ago? Good grief, it is too. There might be an inkling of a chance, but the giant community petition may be just what is needed to help sway the team. Proprietor of the Gawler and Elizabeth Sports Power Stores, Tom Zurich, has started a petition in his Gawler store. The idea was mooted by local resident and Crows fan Alison Sheridan. And there's a photo of possibly Tom, hard to tell, and a lady pointing sign. That must be Alison Sheridan. There you go.
Do you know if it happened?
No, wouldn't have a clue. I just know the Crows won 2 years on the trot.
It does look like Tom's age there. Mm. So, on to 10 years ago. Freeling rezoning plan on hold. A contentious plan to rezone Freeling has been given a lifeline. Light Regional Council staff had recommended elected members scrap the controversial rezoning proposal at their September meeting. However, council has opted to instead put the plan on hold. As reported in the Bunyip last month, council management suggested the Freeling West Residential Development Plan amendment be quashed due to community concern over the impact of the project, the cost involved in the planning phase, and the likelihood the proposal would not receive state government approval. Under the proposal, 80 hectares of primary production land north of Templars Road and 30 hectares of rural living and primary production land to the southwest of the town would be rezoned to allow the development of 1,000 new houses. And I don't think it did go ahead.
It didn't go ahead, but it's been earmarked under the new 30-year Greater Adelaide plan that's out at present, looking for public feedback, so I must actually respond to that count. I'm in Adelaide Plains Council and a councillor there, and we'll be putting a formal position from council to the state government on it. Yeah. But, you know, the way the areas, these urban fringy areas now are growing astronomically.
Yes, they are. You know. And a lot of people wanting more land, looking at moving to rural areas so they can grow a bit more. Have a few, especially since COVID, I think, when people highlighted how dependent we are.
That's what they, one of the developers we actually spoke to said that they had actually done study. No, it was the real estate agent. And they said people during COVID realised how limited their lives were with small backyards or no backyards, living in apartments. Mm. And they might be couples with one or two children. Mm. And they realised that they were missing out on a lot, so they've decided to move out to bigger acreages. Yeah. That's why there's such a glut of them happening at present. Mm. But we're getting a lot of investors from interstate because we're cheaper. Mm. They can afford, and then they rent it to people, but there's not a lot of renting happening.
No.
That's it for this week, I suppose.
Yes. I just wanted to touch on the story from last week about the moving of the World War One monument in Gawler South.
Ah, yes.
And to say that we did find out that it was because that was a Gawler South War Memorial.
Yes.
Specifically for Gawler South, put up by Gawler South Council, back when Gawler was separate council districts.
Ah,
and that's why it didn't move.
Yes. So, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I just thought we'd finalise that story. Until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette, stay well.
You too. For all.